Hey folks, this is David Shore for Preps of Child Protective Services. I tried on this site to upload a video of me more than once. The current one is thank you to all my followers. In this one, I'm just stating thank you. You made me number one, which makes me feel very proud that there are people actually listening. That there are actually 66 people in the top 10 or top 20, something like that. Then the top 10 has 33%, and then 10 in the top 5 or something like that. And I'd like to apologize that I haven't been making videos, but I don't know if it's just the file is too big, or if it's just the site itself. I'm going to go and also upload this onto Rumble and them, and hopefully people will actually come and listen even more. Now, what I was talking about also is the fact that people are reactive in this country. I don't know of other countries, but we are very reactive, especially if someone says something wrong about a person's gender or something like that. And so I just say this, be calm about it. You may not like that the person says, hey, he or she, but think about it. If you want respect, you have to give it. Even if you don't like the person, at least respect the fact that, you know, they recognize you. And that's the big issue. We have to stop and think. I've always told my parents have always told me, stop, David, stop and think of what you're going to say. Stop and think of what you're going to do before you do it. And that's what's really lacking in the world. We will be reactive, but we won't, for whatever reason, we won't stop and think, listen and hear. You got two ears. It's on the side of your head. And don't you think we should use that instead of engaging our mouth or our fists? You may not like what the person says or like who the person supports, but at least respect the fact that they had the foresight to decide who or what they were going to do before they actually did it. We can't keep getting upset simply because we don't like, well, oh, that person supports Trump, that person supports Biden. I could care less, because those people aren't going to do anything for me. You should actually look at it like that. How many of you have followers, and how many of you would you actually interact with? Now, I've seen ASMR. There are young ladies there I would not mind meeting. But let's be honest. Would we actually follow through with the things that we think of, or would be too embarrassed to try anywhere? We have to think. Because if we don't, you know what happens. Because if you don't think, disaster always happens. So, let's do a little bit more thinking. From now, and especially in this election, if you don't want another geriatric election between two 80-year-old men, like for the Democratic Party, you know, just tell them, hey, we want a debate. It doesn't matter what you want. We, the people, want to decide who we want as president. Because if not, why even have an election then? And that also is on the Republican side too. Don't just follow Donald Trump simply because he's Donald Trump. What has he done and what can he do? and be honest. Because if you're not, when he gets in there and you don't like what you see, remember, you voted for the person, no matter if it was Biden, Trump, or whoever. It also goes for senators and congressmen. Speaking of which, Nikki Haley, no. The woman that's running for Senate in Arizona, she was running for governor. I say this. I called that she was going to go and she was going to make sure that she got on the ballot somehow. So, looks like it says, thank you, it says, file error, try uploading again. Something wrong with your file. Let's see what it says. Make sure it was exported correctly. Okay, well, we'll do the next best thing, okay? Because all I'm going to do is, let's see. Take this. Oh, looks like it's not going to let me. Well, let's see. Need help. Let's go for the help. Troubleshooting video. File is incomplete. Your file is incomplete. Isn't compatible. In other words, folks, hey, guess what? You made a video, but since you're saying what we don't like, forget it. And I'm going to be putting this up on Rumble, since obviously this audio may not even make it. So, Anchor or Spotify or whatever, you want to censor me? Fine. Guess what? I'm just going to put this someplace else. So this is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Check me out on Rumble. And David Shore, just Google that and you'll find me. Since they're not going to allow me to put a video up here, you just go to Rumble or someplace. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward.